More headache for Bank of America.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, a good morning. I'm Bill Radke. A New York judge is refusing to let a settlement go forward between Bank of America and the SEC. The $33 million deal was agreed to earlier this week to settle complaints about B of A allegedly misleading its shareholders about the bonuses Merrill Lynch was paying its workers. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson is with us live from New York. Hi, Jeremy.
Good morning, Bill.
Okay, let's start with the B of A Merrill Lynch merger that is at the heart of this.
Okay, well, Bank of America, as you'll remember, agreed to take over Merrill Lynch last September, that weekend that Lehman Brothers collapsed, and it was seen as a big boost of confidence to the financial system to have one bank agreeing to take over another one while there was all this uncertainty. It was pushed. Now, there's a debate about how much, but it was definitely pushed by the government. And you got to think of B of A as sort of the Walmart of banks and Merrill as the Saks Fifth Avenue. They pay their people very well. And they wanted to pay about $6 billion in bonuses at the end of last year after Bank of America took over.
And Bank of America told shareholders that these Merrill Lynch bonuses were not going to go through without B of A's say-so.
Right. And they said that back in November, allegedly, they said that back in November, right before the shareholders had to vote on the deal. Now, according to the SEC, Bank of America had already agreed to pay these bonuses, but did not disclose that information to shareholders. So Bank of America settled with the SEC, as you said earlier this week, and agreed to pay a $33 million penalty.
And now the judge is saying no to that?
Right. He's saying not so fast. The public has a right to know what went on here. And also, he questioned whether the $33 million is going to come from the $45 billion B of A got from the government bailout. So the hearing is scheduled for Monday, and we'll find out what happens next then.
Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson, thank you.
Thank you.
A few minutes ago, the government reported the number of workers filing new unemployment claims last week dropped more sharply than expected. Tomorrow, the government announces the unemployment rate for July. Now, let's do the numbers. European stocks are sharply higher this morning. Central banks there decided today to keep interest rates low. Asian shares were mostly higher, too. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 39 points and closed at 9,280. There's a Senate hearing today, no, not on health care, on climate change. Some new research came out this week that suggests addressing climate change may have economics on its side. We get more from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk and reporter Sam Eaton.
The debate over limiting greenhouse gas emissions largely comes down to the question of economic impacts. And according to a new report from the government's Energy Information Administration, those impacts would be modest. Under legislation currently before Congress, household energy bills will rise 23 cents a day over the next two decades. That's a far cry from opponents' predictions. They say the plan would hit families with thousands of dollars in higher energy costs. Economist Lori Johnson with the Natural Resources Defense Council says the discrepancy is easily explained. She says reports from industry groups like the National Association of Manufacturers fail to take into account things like improved energy efficiency.
There's just so much waste, and everyone knows that. So to make an assumption that we don't have these cost-effective savings that are out there is wrong.
Still, the government predicts that after a decade and a half of modest increases, energy prices will surge 20% once the climate legislation takes full effect. That translates to nearly $600 more a year by 2030, but is still far below industry estimates. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
You know the state of California is billions of dollars in the hole, and programs and services are getting slashed everywhere. In the middle of all that, one Los Angeles program has actually expanded. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler takes us to Summer Night Lights.
2 years ago, the Jim Gilliam Park was gang territory, but now it serves the whole community. DJs play music, teens play soccer, cooks pass out free meals.
It's like a chicken sandwich, like sloppy joe but chicken. It's very good.
Summer Night Lights keeps parks open until midnight and keeps kids off the streets. but it's about more than recreation. It also provides jobs and training for about 160 older teens who might otherwise be drawn to gangs. Guillermo Cespedes oversees Summer Night Lights, which includes 16 parks.
Some of the training is mindset training, there's financial literacy, we help them open up a bank account.
Teens earn about $3,500 for the summer. The program teaches guys like 18-year-old Matthew Hill to use the money wisely.
We're not used to getting paid like $500 at one time. It come quick, so, you know, we might just spend it real quick, but it teaches how to like the saving and open up bank accounts and like do different things with our money.
The program is funded by a public-private partnership. It costs about $175,000 for each park. I recently toured the Jim Gilliam Park with L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa.
This program last year helped to reduce the violence in the summer dramatically.
Overall, the murder rate dropped 86% in communities around these parks. And at this one in particular,
there were 6 homicides around this park the year before. Last year, there were 0.
The program saves lives and money. A murder investigation typically costs the city more than $1 million, 5 times what it costs to run the program at a park all summer. Violence also drives businesses away. Steve Zipperman is a Los Angeles police officer.
This homicide has caused concern for this store over here who decides maybe I'll shut my doors.
Summer Night Lights runs through Labor Day. If he can raise the money, the mayor plans to expand the program to more parks next summer. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, when a Seattle postal worker suddenly deposited a $200,000 check in his wife's bank account, he told her they had won the lottery, which would be a very romantic feel-good story. Unfortunately, the carrier was charged this week with stealing business checks from his routes. Prosecutors claim he altered the payee on some of the checks to include his wife's name and then forged her endorsement on the back. So at least he was thinking about her. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.